African Americans after the Civil War. There were 4 million slaves at the start of the Civil War. The 13th Amendment freed them. Thaddeus Stevens and Charles Sumner created the Freedmen's Bureau, which cared for freedmen, and set up two universities. A joint congressional committee of 15 was established in December 1865, which pushed through the 14th and 15th Amendments. May 1866 saw 46 African Americans killed in race riots in Memphis, and 35 in New Orleans. In 1877, Rutherford gave South Carolina and Louisiana the right to control their own affairs, which ended Reconstruction. Literacy and grandfather clauses saw voting numbers drop from 13,000 in Louisiana to 5,000 in 1900. In the 1890s, an African American was brutally killed every 2 days, which lasted well into the 1950s. Supreme Court, 1883, U.S. versus Harris. The Civil Rights Act of 1875 was unconstitutional. 1898, Wilkins versus Mississippi. Discriminatory voter registration laws were not unconstitutional. 1896, Plessy versus Ferguson. Separate but equal. 1944, Smith versus Allwright. Unconstitutional for AAs to be excluded from primaries. 1954, Brown versus Topeka Board of Education. Segregation was ruled illegal. 1960, Boynton versus Virginia. Segregation on interstate travel illegal. 1969, Alexander versus Holmes County. Rapid desegregation of schools. 1971, Swan versus Charlotte Mecklenburg Board of Education. Enforced desegregation by busing. 1971, Griggs versus Duke Power Company. Protected AAs from implicit discrimination. The Executive. 1933, Roosevelt created the Civilian Conservation Corps, CCC, to provide work for the unemployed. However, blacks were excluded because many did agricultural work, and the CCC didn't cover that. An executive order in November 1940 prohibited discrimination on race, colour, or creed. 1 million African-American soldiers still fought in segregated units in World War II. Truman signed an executive order in 1948 against segregation in the armed forces and appointed a committee on civil rights in 1946. In 1955, Eisenhower signed an executive order that said there should be equal opportunity in federal employment, although he was against ending the separate but equal principle. In 1957, a Civil Rights Act meant African Americans could vote in theory, but only 28% were registered. A change in attitude. The acquittal of Killers of Emmett Till by an all-white jury in 1955 shocked America. The black schoolgirl abused at Little Rock was a bad image for the USA. The death of Medgar Evers and the 250,000 March on Washington put civil rights at the forefront of national politics. The Civil Rights Bill was submitted in June 1963. Changes made after Kennedy's assassination. January 1964 saw the 24th Amendment implemented, which meant the vote was not denied by failure to pay tax. In July 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed, which meant federal courts could hear cases about discrimination and not state courts. In December 1964, the Supreme Court upheld the Civil Rights Act. In March 1965, the Supreme Court overturned a Mississippi law against African American voter registration. In August 1965, the Civil Rights Act meant the 15th Amendment was passed into law. In September 1965, an executive order called for affirmative action in the workplace. And in October 1965, the Immigration Act saw quotas not based on race anymore. However, economic inequality still remained. Executive orders to deal with economic equality. A 1972 Act saw equal employment legislation extended nationally. A 1991 Civil Rights Act meant businesses had to show there was no racial discrimination in their workplace. Race riots in 1965 saw 34 people die in LA, and Rodney King in 1992 reignited this violence. 77% of whites graduate high school as opposed to 63% of African Americans in 1989. 21% of whites graduated from college as opposed to 11% of African Americans. Unemployment was 5 percentage points higher for African Americans than whites, which is higher than the 1950s. African Americans only had half the managerial jobs whites had. the gap in family income between African American and white families increased from $7,000 in the 1950s to $12,000 in 1987. The average hourly rate was $6.26 for African Americans compared to $7.69 for whites. Individuals. Washington. Atlanta Address, 1895, where he said African Americans should take responsibility for their progress through education and accept white supremacy. He was an informal advisor to Roosevelt and Taft, and he was the figurehead of the movement for 20 years. Dubois believed in a talented 10th. He was appalled by the 1,700 deaths between 1885 and 1894. He started the journal called The Crisis, and he helped the NAACP and was the first black member. 1913, the literacy rate was 70%, and 1.7 million African Americans were in state-funded schools. Dubois organized a march on New York, and it was a precursor to the 1960s marches. Garvey. 1912, he set up the Universal Negro Improvement Association, which was set up in Jamaica. He set up the Black Star Line to trade with Africans worldwide. The Universal Negro Improvement Association, UNIA, boasted 4 million members, although this was likely to be about 500,000 members. Randolph. He organized the March on Washington in 1963, and he pressured Truman to end segregation in the army. Martin Luther King formed the SCLC in 1957, and he was arrested 29 times, which played into his hands with media coverage. Malcolm X. He grew the Nation of Islam from 400 members in 1952 to 40,000 members in 1960. Opposition to civil rights. The KKK, Knights of the White Camellia, and White Citizens Council. 2,000 killings in the build-up to the 1868 election saw Grant prepared to suspend habeas corpus. A 1915 film called The Birth of a Nation portrayed the Klan as heroes. Membership fell from 4 million in 1920 to 30,000 in 1930. In 1981, a conviction of a Klan member was the first ruling against the Klan since the 1870s. The White Citizens Council boasted 60,000 members in the 1950s and 1960s. State government. 1882 saw legislation against the KKK ruled unconstitutional, so Jim Crow laws could be established. Bull Connor, police chief for Alabama, allowed attacks on Freedom Riders and Medgar Evers' attacks to go ahead. Orville Forbes and George Wallace tried to prevent desegregation of schools. Groups. The NAACP. This was formed in 1909 and had 50 local branches and a journal. They set up marches against the Birth of a Nation and St. Louis race riots. They only had 6,000 members in 1915. They spearheaded the bus boycotts, which saw them distribute 52,000 leaflets, but they were barred from Alabama. They contributed to Supreme Court rulings of Brown and Smith, and they helped integrate schools in Little Rock in 1959. Core. 2/3 of initial membership was white. They started the Freedom Ride in 1947 when 8 white activists challenged segregation on buses in the South. Kennedy had to authorize the Interstate Commerce Commission because of this. The founder of the SCLC helped form the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC. These groups formed the Council of Federal Organizations in 1962 to increase voter registration in the South. Changes in the Civil Rights Movement. James Meredith was shot in 1966, and he was the first African-American to enter the University of Mississippi in 1962. The SNCC and CORE looked to black power after the slow implementation of reform. The SNCC and CORE began to exclude whites. Huey Newton and Bobby Seale formed the Black Panther Movement in Oakland. Black Panther Salute was made at the 1968 Olympics, and in 1972, a black power convention excluded whites. The movement up to 1992. Nixon looked to positive discrimination in his Philadelphia plan. He implemented the Equal Opportunity Employment Act of 1972. There was an increase in African Americans holding public office from 100 in 1964 to 8,000 in 1992. Jesse Jackson ran for presidency twice. The War on Drugs. Numbers in prisons increased by 900%, 200,000 to 2 million since 1970. Crack users possessing 1 gram were given the same sentencing as those possessing 100 grams of powdered cocaine, which disproportionately affected black people, and there is still an 18-to-1 ratio on this today.